Hi, my name is Pete Bucher. Welcome to the Peaceful Bull, a movement of men committed to personal and spiritual truth, bringing a better brand of masculinity to a world that desperately needs it. The old way has had its time. We and those we love bear the scars. It's no longer acceptable, a time for things to change. As we honor and heal our past, we usher in a bold new future. This world needs good men, and we are those men. It's time for the Peaceful Bulls to rise. So wherever you've been, whatever brought you here, and wherever this path may lead, let me be the first to say, welcome home. Well, hello and good day, gentlemen. It's Pete here, your host at the Peaceful Bull. I'm really excited that you are here. I'm excited to be here with you, and I'm excited to be sharing this message, which is so close to my heart and hopefully is becoming or will become close to yours as well. And we're talking about things that for men, maybe we're not used to hearing in this way. We're not used to talking about, and that's really the point, is to start to see ourselves differently, to start seeing ourselves as spiritual beings, which helps us in our own lives, helps us to find peace in our own lives, find deeper meaning and purpose in our own lives, to be more connected authentically to the people in our lives, to be more authentically connected to the work that we bring to the world, and to bring our best gifts forward so that all may benefit. And by so doing, we're changing the very definition of what our society tells us we're supposed to be a man. Changing the very notion that we have about manhood in our society. And the topic of today is about healing. And we're calling this All Healing is Spiritual. I'm going to make this bold statement. All healing is spiritual. So spirituality, if you want to sort of flip that coin, look at it from another angle, that spirituality is a healing path in its core. And maybe that's the beginning, but healing is something for most of us that sort of just goes on and on and on and on. It is a practice in and of itself. And this is something that we don't like to talk about a lot as men. We're encouraged to, like, whatever you've been through, just shove it down, keep going, be tough, don't talk about it, don't feel, don't be weak, don't be whatever. But this is the wrong approach. This is causing much harm to ourselves and to our peers. And it's no longer acceptable. If we look around and we see the devastation of our inability to heal, our unwillingness to heal, or, as I see it, how the systems around us that are geared to help us heal are failing men, we see the devastation, and so we need something. We need some other way to get clear inside ourselves. And for me, the spiritual path has been that thing more than anything else. But I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there about what spirituality is or what a spiritual path is. And spirituality is nothing more than a truthful path of self-actualization, of coming into a full experience and a full expression of yourself as you were born to be. And as you stop living as a diminished version of yourself, you start to feel happy. You start to feel content. You start to feel real joy. You start to bring the fullness of yourself into your life, into the life of those you love, and into the world around you, which desperately, desperately needs it, guys. And so rather than trying to fit ourselves into a mold of who we think we're supposed to be based on the expectations of other people or society or some or arbitrary definitions of masculinity and manhood, what we do is we figure out who we are, come to the full expression of that, and then bring that outward into the world. Defining who I am. Because it's who I am, not for any other reason. But to do that, we have to let go of that which is holding us back from doing that in the first place. And it's that process that is the healing journey, that is the healing process, that is the healing path. So think of healing, whatever it is that you're carrying around. And God knows I've carried around tons of stuff myself and continue to. Think of this healing journey, this spiritual path of healing, as simply an invitation to your true self, discovering what lies within so you can experience it fully and express it fully. What a gift for you and for everyone you encounter. What an example for your kids, if you have them. What a gift to all those who you're responsible to in your life. And what a gift to yourself. So what happens in the healing process? Well, we start to let go of the constriction of mind and heart, the fear-based constriction, the shame, the guilt, the anger, the resentment, the self-doubt, the worry, the constant comparisons and judgment of me versus other people or me versus this societal standard of manhood. And as we start to see through these things and come to a truthful experience of ourselves, now we get to start to experience ourselves as the loving awareness, the loving presence, or simply just the peaceful presence, if you choose that term, whatever the experience is for you, this peaceful presence that just lives in here all the time. It's always been here, and you get little glimpses of it at different times in your life. But if you're like me 10 years ago, I wouldn't have recognized it even when I saw it, even though I now can look back and know what I was experiencing. This peaceful, loving presence that lives inside that is just content. You start to have an honest relationship with yourself and the world around you. And even if you're living in turmoil now, even if your life is a wreck, even if you're living in an emotional storm, and you just keep telling yourself to keep putting your head down and keep showing up, keep going, keep doing it, great, that's awesome. But there's something bigger available in that moment, and that is a little glimpse into the truth of who you are and the truth of what's actually happening around you. And the fact is, the truth of who you are and the truth of what's happening around you has always been here. It has always been the truth. It is not something that suddenly appears out of nowhere. It's just that we become at some point able to see it, mostly in a moment of grace. We see the oasis in the desert because we're allowed to see the oasis in the desert for the first time and to know that that's what we're seeing or to have some sense of it. And in the more ancient spiritual traditions, this moment where we go from blindness to seeing, we go from this contraction of our spirit, contraction of our mind, constriction of our heart, to a glimpse of the peace that is available We start to have just a moment, a little glimpse of clarity in the fog. We call that awakening. We start to turn the corner from our ever-contracting life to one of expansion, openness, awareness, and truth, truthful experience of ourselves, other people, and the world around us. And this is important because as we start to see the bigger truth, we start to see and feel connection. We see connection everywhere. We understand that our pain is the pain of everyone. And everyone else's pain is mine as well. I am not alone. And the flip side is my peace is everyone's peace and everyone's peace is mine as well. And we start to see sameness. We start to feel bigger connection. And this is our window in to our intimate connection, our connection that is here by the fact of our birth, by the fact that we are, we have this bigger connection to the all and everything because we are an expression of the all and everything. You are that which you seek already. And as you start to open up to this bigger awareness, this bigger truth, now the cycle completes because now that you start to open up, now you start to be able to follow that path, have that experience, which now brings you into the, or invites you into the fullest expression of who you are. So it starts with uncovering the real me, to experiencing the real me, to as I experience the real me, I start to become connected. I start to experience the bigger picture, my connection to the all and the everything, my picture, my position in the greater order of things. And as I start to realize my position in the greater order of things, now I'm invited to the fullest expression of me as an extension of the divine flow that is the all and everything. An expression of consciousness, the infinite consciousness itself. Whatever word you choose to use. You are that, whatever your spiritual orientation. You are that which you seek. Now, I'm going to combine the worlds of science and spirituality here for a moment. And this can be a little bit of a controversial notion, but I think you'll get it. And that is that all experience ultimately is internal. Even though I see things that are outside of my physical skin, I only experience them internally. If I see a flower, I see the colors of it. I feel the texture of it. I smell it. I go, wow, there's a flower and it's over here. Yes, but my experience of the flower is all internal. I only know the what I perceive as the truth of the flower, its texture, its color, its components, its scent, because of what I can experience in here through my senses and interpret in my own mind, in my own database of other experiences. Ooh, I like it. I don't like it. It's sweet. It's bitter. Whatever. And when I experience other people, it's the same. I experience them through my senses, through my ideas of who they should be, or how what they are saying or doing is affecting me. But I have no way of understanding their internal personal truth, except for what I can observe and what they tell me. So all experience that we have ultimately is internal. We're experiencing it within our own consciousness, our own experience of our own consciousness. And as all experience is internal, ultimately spiritual experience is all internal. It can't be any other way. And as we learn to see more clearly, as we learn to open up to the truth of who we are, as we learn to experience ourselves and our position in the greater order of things, and our infinite connection in all directions, we realize there is no place, there is no opportunity for separation. Not only are you part of the all and everything, you are the all and everything already. With a blinded sense of that bigger connection because of this existence in this human body, this human brain, and the constriction of the mind and heart that blocks us from that intimate knowledge. So what most of us are doing in spirituality or spiritual practice, or trying to understand ourselves and the bigger picture, it's like wearing your glasses on your face, but you're so used to having your glasses on your face that you forget you're having your glasses on your face. And so now you spend the next 2 hours hunting through your house, frustrated, frantic, looking for your glasses. Or this one, which I've also done, holding my, walking around my dark house, holding my cell phone with the flashlight feature on, frantically looking for my cell phone that I can't seem to find. That's what most of us are doing in a spiritual practice. We come to spirituality, we're looking for something that we already are. We're trying to find something we already inherently possess. And it can't be found anywhere out there. It can only be found in here, because all experience is ultimately internal. Internal to our own awareness, not necessarily internal to your body. So there is nothing that can be experienced that is separate from yourself. It's a big concept for these early episodes. But this is truthful experience. And if we're going to come into a truthful experience of ourselves and to self-actualize, we need to have truthful language with which to do that. A truthful construct, a scaffolding of knowledge and experience upon which to build a solid foundation. So the end game of the spiritual path is to come to a full expression, a full understanding, a truthful understanding of ourselves, a full understanding of me in the greater order of things, me as the greater order of things, and the fact that there is no separation because everything is already happening within my awareness. And the healing path is no different. I have pain, I have constriction, I feel separation, I feel isolated, I feel alone, I feel different, I feel shame, I feel bad about myself, I feel diminished. I have turmoil in my relationships. I can't have the success I want. I can't make the money that I want. I'm reactive and angry with my kids. I don't want to be this way anymore. We've had these feelings. Anyone who's listening to this, you've had some version of these feelings. It's human. It's okay, but there's something bigger waiting for you. Great, that's the starting point. When you get tired of that experience, when you become full of that experience and you decide, okay, now what? For all the reasons we went through in the episode on entering the path, maybe something happens. Maybe you lose things. Maybe you just get a moment of clarity and you say, God, something's got to change. Now you're moving into something where you're looking for something bigger. You're looking for peace inside yourself. You're looking to up your game. That is spirituality. That's a spiritual awakening. Moving into something that feels better at the beginning. But as you move through that, you start to realize all I'm doing is I'm coming into the truth. I'm letting go of the illusion, the delusion that keeps me mired, stuck, and miserable, and opening up to something bigger, which I already possess as my birthright. And that's when the really good shit starts to happen. So In the coming episodes, we'll move into what that process actually looks like, what is actually required, what is actually asked of you, and where you can find support as you move through that. It's a beautiful thing. I'm happy you're here. I look forward to continuing this journey together. My name is Pete. This is The Peaceful Bull.